Our film critic Harlan Jacobson has two films from the recent Cannes Film Festival, The Apprentice, which everyone wants to see but can't, and Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American saga, in theaters this weekend, which everyone can see, but Harlan says you probably shouldn't.
Just when I had gone 6,000 miles across an ocean to tune out the drumbeat of Trumpomania, we got The Apprentice, a film in the competition at Cannes about the young Donald Trump coming into his own under the tutelage of the notorious Roy Cohn. In the 1980s, when Trump meets Cohn, the latter is still strutting about like a true cock for having put the Rosenbergs in the chair in the 50s. Talk about a monster's ball. Director Ali Abbasi starts the story from ex-New York Magazine and current Vanity Fair writer Gabe Sherman's screenplay on Trump in an understated, even something like sympathetic fashion. As Roy Cohn, Jeremy Strong, dials up the internal smolder from his Kendall Roy in Succession to Jaws levels of menace so effectively that it's easy to miss that the harder role to play here is Sebastian Stan's Trump. Stan's, whose ticket to ride has been Bucky Barnes in the Captain America franchise, does more than capture the recognizable Trump mannerisms of youth without resorting to James Austin Johnson's SNL word salad Trump. It's a portrait that is shaded, part ambitious, part submissive, and finally fully dismissive when Cohn is used up and dying of AIDS. The Apprentice can go home happy it played Cannes. At home, the Washington Post says ex-Redskins Commanders owner and Trump backer Dan Snyder, the investor behind the film's production company, doesn't like the film, which puts in doubt a deal to distribute it this fall. You know, when people might want to see it. I know from my civilian friends that they all read that the film earned its place in the competition. They're hot to see it. But the theatrical upside may not be worth the defamation suits to follow. Hello, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu. Line up your lawyers. Everybody will stream it. The Apprentice, near the end, indulges the point of view it has kept semi-sublimated in the narrative, taking us into the operating room to watch what, for purposes of plot efficiency, looks like a double surgical procedure. Trump fat swirling through liposuction tubes, followed by a bloody scalp precision to take out the growing desert in the orange jungle in which the once and possibly future president's head is sliced open and viscerally stapled shut. One thick iron staple at a time, going in with a percussive pop, pause, pop, pause, pop, pause, just to rub your nose in what the devil does to get ready for, say, a debate. Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American saga, shown also at Cannes as a special screening of the first three-hour installment in a four-feature film series, didn't occasion much of a rethink about the settling of the Old West that hasn't been said before or better. See most recently Taylor Sheridan's 1886, which I rather liked. Costner, who wrote and directed the saga, also acts at the center of the first wave of immigrants, a white guy reeling from a crisis, the Civil War, who stands agape at the great Euro-American immigration, lured by huckster hype into the vast unknown. Here, a made-up town named Horizon that's, up until the come-on-out flyer, was a bend in a scrub brush river that the Apache thought was theirs.
You and I are standing guard in one of the last great open spaces.
That looks like a promising place.
The place I might be able to see myself.
You just have to stand at the river, and you can see what the men and the women up there see.
That's what drove us across the ocean to this country in the first place. Hope.
Lieutenant, there's no reason for you to stay here.
And here you are.
The men who hunt this land, they're not going to share it with you. What you build, they will burn down.
We just got to keep going.
After the bad Kevin of Yellowstone, The good Kevin in Horizon is trying an epic theatrical miniseries with grand ambitions when it opens this weekend. It's to his credit that it's 53 minutes before Costner shows up as the strong silent type, Hayes Ellison, on a horse. We get wagon trains, soldiers, varmints, some Gen X Marlboro men, played by Sam Worthington, Will Patton, Luke Wilson, some hot women and fresh maidens, Sienna Miller, Jenna Malone, Abby Lee, bandits and Brits. Costner's son, Haley Costner, is a tender young dude. A few black and Chinese characters, the minorities now mostly fringe characters slated for expansion in subsequent chapters. If Horizon is Costner's stab at inclusion, it lacks screen weight now. It also lacks editing and much of a through line beyond what a country. But the visuals are pretty, if standard, and the soundtrack mimics Aaron Copland horns and cowboy violins. At Cannes, Costner delayed returning to the set, he said, to meet with what seemed like the star-struck members of the overseas press. He said he'd painted himself into a terrible corner. He used to get paid a little to make films, then he got paid a lot, and now he has to pay to make movies. He put his four homes on the line, constituting $38 million of his own money. Not entirely reading the room full of pixel-stained wretches, Costner added that he came to Cannes to shake money from, you know, those rich people on the boats, to complete shooting on segments 3 and 4. I rooted for Costner going into the film, just because he was one of the old guys in geriatric Cannes this year. Coppola, Schrader, George Miller, David Cronenberg, George Lucas, Meryl Streep, me, taking a big swing. Okay, so he whiffed. I was impressed that the Apache and Horizon, or at least, were still awake, not just woke, which is more than I can say for myself on either count. And while it was the local whites who do the scalping in Horizon, it was an ongoing sub-theme in Cannes this year, what with Donald Trump paying for that one in The Apprentice. Costner mostly poked along through vast stretches of hokum. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.